The queue outside the presidential palace begins forming at about 4 a.m. As the day goes by, hundreds of people from across the city come and go until past midnight. For many of the city's 2 million people, that's been the daily routine for some time. Karifuji Palais, the main square outside the presidency, is one of the few places in Yaoundé where water still runs uninterrupted. Military barracks are also ensured their protected access to water. But taps have run dry in most parts of the city. In the best case scenario, water is available for a few hours, usually at night. Most of the public has turned to wells, streams and springs. Others are forced to drive to out of town to fetch clean water. The Ministry of Water and the Water Utilities Corporation, Kamwater, say a drop in the water level at major catchments has caused a problem. But it's also clear that over the years, new infrastructure was not built to match the city's rapidly growing population. The unplanned expansion of the sprawling city has also left entire neighborhoods unconnected to the city's water network. Etukebe, a neighborhood of mostly small traders located many kilometers southeast of the presidential palace, is one of the worst affected. Blaise Abong, a student at the International Relations Institute of Cameroon, moved there many months ago. With his neighbors, he has devised ways to cope after three straight weeks with no water.
About 8 apartments on the block, we're depending on the well. You have to get up, line up in the morning to be able to get some water from the well for your day's chores. That's how we do it. Potable water, you have to buy. You have to buy mineral water because you can't bet on the condition of the well. So for drinking water, we have to buy water. You have to go out every day and make sure that you get mineral water for your drinking.
Stories like these are repeated across the city. The mineral water business is booming. In the streets, small traders hawk water in bottles and plastic bags. The main bottled water companies have introduced larger containers to meet growing demand for quality as well as quantity. A few years ago, Cameroon had only 2 major bottled water companies. Today, they are uncountable. Abong says his daily life and finances have been affected.
You don't have enough water to clean, so most of the things lay there for a while dirty. And because you have to get extra money from your pocket to buy water to drink while you're paying a bill, it results in you, you're spending more on water.
At Carrefour du Palais, city dwellers congregate daily with large plastic containers, bottles and buckets. Some have to wait for 2 to 3 hours for their turn. Yaoundé presently needs more than 3,000 cubic tons of water daily, but can only get about half of that amount. Last year, authorities planned to increase the supply to 200,000 metric tons by December 2013, but water scarcity has only become worse. At the moment, the only hope is a plan to increase water supply to 500,000 metric tons in 2018 by tapping into the Sanaga, one of Cameroon's largest rivers that flows north of the city. In spite of Cameroon's abundant freshwater resources, water scarcity is a major problem not only in Yaoundé but across the country. According to estimates by the government and international organizations like the World Bank, only about 30 to 40% of the population has access to potable water. As the problem persists in the capital, public anger is beginning to rise. Abong says he resents paying for tap water that he does not consume.
My bills come every month, and sometimes there are maintenance fees, there are fees for whatever, but you have to pay bills that are not reduced. You don't consume any water, you don't have any water, but yet the bills come and you have to pay, and they come every month.
As the dry season settles in, city dwellers are bracing for worse conditions. And there has so far been nothing but more bad news. In mid-January, authorities said a new treatment plant expected to bring in an additional 50,000 metric tons was being delayed. For VOA Africa, I am Eugene Fongwa in Yaoundé.